Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following voicemail message.
Hello, Lewis. This is Betty Parker from the Tinsdale Corporation. I'm calling to let you know that we'd like to offer you the position we discussed when you were here on Friday. We're eager to get things going with your paperwork, so if you could call me back at my office as soon as you get this message, I'd appreciate it. My number is 415-9982. Thank you. And congratulations. I look forward to talking to you soon. Bye.
Number 71. Why has the woman called Lewis? Number 72. What can be inferred about Lewis? Number 73. What will Lewis probably have to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
I've called you here today to deliver some bad news. Our engineers have informed me that they found a problem with the cooling system of our new Z14 engine. It's a basic problem that has to do with the materials we use to make the engine. This means that we're back to the drawing board. Our chief engineer says that they'll have to completely change and redesign the whole engine, and that they'll need a full year to do the work, which of course means we won't meet our original production deadline. It also means spending millions of dollars in new research and development. In your folders, you'll find a full analysis of the problem and a tentative production schedule.
Number 74. What is the man reporting? Number 75. What caused the problem with the Z14 engine? Number 76. What does the man imply about the company? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following introduction.
Welcome to the Black Cat Cafe Weekly Poetry Reading. Tonight is our last poetry reading for the summer, and I'd like to thank all our regular attendees for making this season the success it has been. So let's get down to poetry. First up is Pierre Durand, an award-winning poet from Paris, who's here in town on business this week and kindly agreed to read for us tonight. Won't you please give a warm Black Cat Cafe welcome to Pierre Durand?
Number 77. Where does this talk take place? Number 78. What is noted about the event? Number 79. What is learned about Pierre Durand? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following weather forecast.
Winter has arrived for the northeastern U.S., with high pressure from Canada sweeping down over the Great Lakes states and bumping into a low pressure system that's coming up from the Gulf of Mexico. When moist air moves north from the Gulf and collides with cold air from Canada, it means the eastern half of the U.S. will see lots of stormy weather and lots of precipitation, rain, sleet, snow, or ice, depending on the temperature. And temperatures have been falling all day from the east coast right across the Midwest. Expect strong winds, freezing rain and snow, and be prepared for travel delays. There are 1 hour flight delays in New York, Boston, and Washington. Delays are expected in Philadelphia, Cleveland, Indianapolis, and Chicago over the next 12 to 24 hours as conditions get worse.
Number 80. Where does the moist air come from? Number 81. Where are temperatures falling? Number 82. Where are there current delays? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following voicemail message.
Hello, George. Nina here. I'm calling to find out whether you might still have account files from the 1990s era. The reason I'm asking is that a client we did work for back in 98 has gotten in touch with us about doing some new work, and I wanted to familiarize myself with what we did for them in the past. I'm especially interested in any notes the account managers might have made in the files. Anyway, if you could call me back and let me know whether you still have files from back then, I'd appreciate it. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Number 83. What is true about the files the woman wants? Number 84. Why does the woman want the files? Number 85. What does the woman hope to find in the files? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
I'm sorry, Bob, but I just don't see us getting the Bloomberg project in by next Friday. There's just no way. And now Mr. Sterling is insisting that we finish the Casey project by then as well. We are already short-staffed, and my team and I have been working around the clock as it is. Obviously, we can't do both projects at once, so can you please consult with Mr. Sterling and tell us which project we should be concentrating on? We need a definite plan for how to use our limited resources.
Number 86. What is the woman's problem? Number 87. Why does the woman say,
"There's just no way"?
Number 88. What does the woman want Bob to do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
I'd like to talk about worker habits that result in lost productivity. Starting with playing computer games on the job. There's thousands of free games available online, tempting your employees to play during work. This has a huge potential for lost hours. While the IT department can block game sites, building good supervisor-employee relationships is much more effective. And that's where team leaders come in. As team leaders, you should maintain frequent positive contact with your employees to get them to focus their attention on the progress of their project rather than on their game scores. Beating the competition is the goal, not beating the game. Now, let's look at how the human resources staff can help you to achieve all this.
Number 89. What is the man mainly discussing? Number 90. Why does the man say...
And that's where team leaders come in.
Number 91. Who is the man probably speaking to? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk and menu.
Welcome to Mario's. My name is Chris, and I'll be serving you this evening. I'd like to turn your attention to our specials menu. Now, our first pasta special is lobster ravioli, which is homemade ravioli filled with lobster and cooked in a light cream sauce for 24 euros. Our second special is linguine and crab, a classic linguine with pieces of fresh crab meat in a tomato sauce with garlic for 22 euros. Our steak special features a grilled pepper steak with green and red peppers, garlic, and onions for 23 euros. And, unfortunately, we've just run out of the other steak special. All our dinner specials include a salad. Now, for dessert, we have our own house-made New York-style cheesecake for 10 euros. If you'd like, I can take your order now, or I can give you a few extra minutes to go over the menu.
Number 92. What is noted about the dinner specials? Number 93. Look at the graphic. Which special is no longer available? Number 94. What is mentioned about the dessert? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk and schedule.
Now remember, I'll be out of the office all next week. I'll be meeting Neil in London on Monday, then Jean-Claude in Paris on Tuesday, and then on Thursday I'll be in Berlin with Hans, and then finally it's Prague on Friday with Evelinka. My return flight from Prague is Saturday morning, and I'll be back in the office the following Monday on the 3rd. That's a lot of traveling, but at least I'll have some time to roam around Paris on Wednesday during the day before my flight for Berlin that evening. Jean-Claude said he'd take me around, so that should be fun. Looking forward to that. Anyway, so I'll be checking my email at least once a day. I'll also have my cell phone with me, but please only call if there's a real emergency. Let's see. Right. Eric has the contact details for the hotels and my meeting schedule, and I'll update him with any changes. Well, I can't think of anything else, so let's wrap things up here. Have a good weekend, everyone, and I'll see you after next week.
Number 95. Where will the woman fly home from? Number 96. Look at the graphic. What will happen on the 28th? Number 97. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following announcement and boarding pass.
May I have your attention, please? Goldfinch Airlines regrets to announce that the departure of flight GA127 to New York will be delayed due to the late arrival of the incoming aircraft. Once that flight arrives, the crew will clean the plane and prepare it for our departure. The new departure time will be 6:45. And we expect to begin boarding at about 6:30. We apologize for the delay. Passengers are kindly requested to wait near the gate so we can make a speedy departure once the plane arrives. Thank you.
Number 98. According to the man, why has the flight been delayed? Number 99. What is the new scheduled departure time? Number 100. Look at the graphic. What is Ms. Imamura asked to do? This is the end of the listening. Turn to part 5 in your test book. End of recording.